Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We will be joined at the bottom of the hour by Rick Stroud, who does a great job covering the Buccaneers and the NFL at large for the Tampa Bay Times. So you definitely want to keep it locked for that. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. All right, Rob, we just heard Ralph Ervin give us the first rankings of the college football playoffs. And pretty much as I expected, I thought Clemson might be number four, but you can clearly see, despite their one loss, now granted it was out without Trevor Lawrence, that they want to get Clemson in these playoffs and give them a shot. So they're number three, Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State in that order. But that's football, and we know how disjointed the college football season has been, but
it's been
college basketball could even be worse. College basketball could be way worse. And there was a good article today in Yahoo, and Pete Thamel wrote it, a former colleague of mine at the New York Times, and he just talked about how they're trying to travel, like, out of the conference. They're trying to play all these non-conference games, and obviously they want to play the NCAA tournament. And so far it's off to a horrible start. Here's a little something Thamel wrote in the column. Then I want to read you this quote by Rick Pitino, and then you
Rick
can
Pitino finally
you can
getting respond. It right after all these years.
Well, and I got a thought about that, but Thamel says this: college basketball is crumbling in front of us because of greed, competing agendas, and a lack of leadership. By foolishly deciding to play non-conference games, the sport is now risking what it really needs in the long term: a way to play conference games, and most importantly, the NCAA tournament. Now, here's what Rick Pitino said. Of course, he's at Iona now. Now, he said this: it's going to be a nightmare. They're just trying to rush it to get to March, and it's not worth risking everyone's health. They see the virus spreading like wildfire. Countries are shutting down, and we're trying to open up while it's spreading. It's going to be another season where we're not going to play the postseason. It's going to be a disaster. Now, before you praise Pitino, I'm just going to say this. I'm not sure he'd be saying the same thing if he were still at Louisville or Kentucky. He's at Iona. He's off the radar. He's off the grid. And, you know,
no, but
nobody's going to miss Iona.
Yeah, but the only difference is this is his chance back in after being – embarrassingly dumped out of major college basketball, Chris. So if anybody
he ain't
who wants
in
to get,
major college basketball,
well, but to get still. Back in it, he got a job at Iona where most people didn't think he'd get another job. I mean, there was prostitution going on in the basketball dorm on campus. I mean, how many guys, you know, supposedly he had sex in a restaurant, you know, I don't
that
know.
That was he way before the, with a woman that wasn't his wife. That was way before the, scandal at the at
yeah,
the
I'm
students.
Just saying, but
so you don't think it's self-serving?
No, like, look, I don't.
I'm not saying what he's saying isn't right, but I think his motivation's a little.
Yeah,
little
I don't
off.
Think so. I really don't, because he's motivated to get back in, and that's why he's doing. I'm sure he doesn't need the money, Chris. You know what I mean? He's trying
He wants back in,
and he's in the Hall of Fame already. He's in the Hall of Fame. He has all his money, so he wants to get back so that he could get to a program and then put a nice bow that he had a redemption story. Do you know what I mean? Like for Rick Pitino.
It ain't going to happen at Iona.
No, but I'm just saying. But anyway, I think this is all about greed and this whole notion of we'll do whatever it takes to get us to March Madness. That's where we get the big pile of money from CBS and TNT. Right. That's what it's about. And the idea that these college kids, we saw what college football is, Chris. And why in the world are you traveling around to all these games and places with no fans? What sense does it make? Does it make any sense to you?
I said last week, I don't mind them playing. Obviously, you're going to have some more than bumps in the road. I mean, you're going to have some severe ditches and peaks and valleys. We saw Dabo Swinney go off. I think he's wrong for the way he went off on Florida State for canceling their game. I get it. They could have done it more than 3 hours in advance, but still, you have to understand in these times, it's going to be different.
Things are going to be fluid. It's fluid as we go.
So I'm fine with them trying. And I'll be honest, I'm fine with college basketball trying. But it may get to a point. This is different than football. At least football is outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, college basketball is indoors. It's not going to be a bubble like the NBA was. So they may not be able to do it. I'm fine with them trying. I do think, as Stammel said in the article, they should scrap the non-conference games. Just try to play in conference so you're not traveling as far. And then if you can get to an NCAA tournament and they can do some sort of a bubble with that, you know, like they're talking about, not an NBA bubble, but, you know, something to that effect, then I think you try that. Look, I get it. Obviously, the NCAA is greed. But at the same time, there are a lot of people caught up in that who, you know, would lose jobs, who really need their jobs. The kids do want to play. So I just think, like you said, it's fluid. And in 2 weeks, they might have to say, you know what, we can't do it. But I'm fine with them trying. But right now, it's looking like it's going to be very difficult to pull off. And they better, like I said, cut out the non-conference games. You're going to have to pare it down. Rob, we talked about it. Major League Baseball played basically a third of their games.
Right. If baseball can make from 162 to 60, why are you trying to have a full season? I don't get it.
Teams can only play 20 games instead of 30 or even 16 instead of 30, whatever it might be, so be it. But you're going to take somewhat of an L, right?
Right.
You got to know that going in.
And, Chris, vaccines are on the way, and we get through this year, and then maybe we get through this year, 2021, and then next year everything is kind of back to normal. We got a vaccine that people feel comfortable with, you know what I mean? And at least, Chris, if you get something, you know there's something that can help you, and the people who have underlying issues and compromised immune systems, they have something. And it's a lot easier. The flu is always around, Chris. The flu ain't going nowhere, right?
Right.
But there's a vaccine for it. We know how to treat it. We know how to deal with it. And there's a flu season, and we kind of protect ourselves and go on. So that can happen. It ain't going away, you know, like COVID. Right. It's not going away.
I mean, all the indications are that it's about to get a little bit worse.
Right.
You know, for the next month or maybe even a little bit longer. Look, Duke, Arizona, and Tennessee all canceled games that were scheduled for yesterday due to COVID. I believe next Monday. A few of the A-list coaches that have tested positive, you got Jim Boeheim at Syracuse, Tom Izzo at Michigan State, Rick Barnes at Tennessee, Scott Drew at Baylor. Like, it's hitting everybody. And some more of these quotes, Rob, an anonymous conference official: at this point, I'm not sure why we're trying. I wonder if in like 10 to 14 days it will be shut down. Go ahead.
When you talk about the lack of leadership, Chris, do you remember the last time college basketball got stopped? It got stopped in the halftime of a game. After the NBA had already pulled the plug the night before, somehow college basketball.
The Big East?
Yeah, the Big East had a game.
Yeah.
And Chris, at halftime, they pulled the plug. We were like, what? You mean the NBA pulled the plug the night before and you were going to go on with college kids the next day?
No, you're right.
Where is the leadership?
What it was about? It was about the money.
They wanted to get the tournament in. Yep. Oh, my God, the Big East. We sold tickets. What do we got TV, ESPN, whoever's going to broadcast the game.
Right. Yep.
Right.
That's what they wanted. Yeah, and this is a the NCAA is being exposed now. And big again, time. I get it, because there's good people. There are some definitely greedy people, but we know it, Rob. There's also a lot of, you know, well-meaning people that this is their livelihood. You know, they're working at the lower rungs of the NCAA.
I get all that, Chris, and I respect that about people's jobs for real. But you can't play well with people's health just because, you know, we've all sacrificed. We've all suffered. And it's unfortunate. I have friends, you know, who own restaurants, Chris. It's horrible, man. I know people, barbershops have been shut down all over the place, back and forth. My nephew's barbershop in New York, my barbershop in Detroit. You know what I mean? So people have been hurt by this.
Yep. Nah, no question. Now, the Ivy League, of course, canceled its season. They were the first to cancel football. They were also the first to cancel basketball. It was a week within the last 2 weeks. Do you think at this point, Rob, they should just cancel the basketball season or give it a, you know, a couple more weeks to try?
I don't know. I mean, if they feel compelled to try, Chris, go ahead and try. I'm not going to sit here and say they don't want to try, but all the indications are bad. And now with the holiday too, and some kids going home, and I think the worst is yet to come. And did you see, was that Tuesday? What day was that? This weekend or whatever, with the travel, 1 million people flew, and they said it was the most people who flew, Chris, since March.
That's how many people. I saw something on the news about that. More people are flying, but
for Thanksgiving, so people are traveling. I thought people would just not, you know, go it alone and just have whoever you've been with the family during this. You would just have a small Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We actually all got COVID tested.
You said just your wife, just myself, your mother-in-law is coming, right?
She's not even gonna come.
She's not coming?
No, because she's, you know, obviously older,
right?
And she just wants leery. Which I get. Yeah, I mean, she's leery, and you know, like I said, my father-in-law died of COVID.
Right. No.
Yeah, so she just wants to be extra careful, which we get. You know, my parents, my brother was going to go see them in Cleveland.
He's not going
to
go.
He's not going to do that now. And they wanted it. They were on to him like, don't come. You know, it's not worth it.
Right.
So it's myself and our daughters and my wife, and all four of us just got tested. I just got tested a couple days ago, and I don't have it. So
knock on wood. Thank God.
Yeah. But you're right. You got to be extra careful. Give them a couple more weeks, and if it just keeps spiking and getting worse, at the very least, you should just say, look, we're postponing until January or even until further notice. You know what I mean? Like, you may not have to just say it's off, but you're going to have to postpone it if things keep getting worse. And they got to do that for the health of these kids. So we will see. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is the greed of the NCAA being exposed by them trying to push the college basketball season through? Your turn to weigh in. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And it's time for you to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is the NCAA's greed showing in their attempt to have this NCAA season? What do you think? Should they just cancel it? And you as a fan. Rob, I'm going to say this, and I love college football. You know, when you and I were coming up, you know, NFL's always been the NFL. It's been great. But college football has long been a rival of the NFL, right? I mean, it's huge. And it was even bigger probably when we were
Got oversaturated with games and bowl games. It used to be appointment watching.
Yes.
Because every game wasn't on, Chris, and there were big college football games you look forward to.
Yeah, no question about it. And I've still been into college football. Just, you know, I've maintained that love for it. But I will be honest, Rob, this year, with the NFL, and, you know, NFL games are now on a little more often Thursday night, you know, in addition to Monday and Sunday. Basketball was going for a while. Baseball was going for a while. And then with so many cancellations, I haven't been able to follow college football like I normally do. You know, because you don't know when a big game's coming on.
No.
It might have just got canceled, you know?
The only way is if you're following just your favorite team, but college football as a whole, I agree. It's too disjointed. If you're an Ohio State fan, you know when your games are on. You know what I mean? And when you're watching. But I agree with you. If you're just like a national person watching different games, it's hard to keep track.
All right. Let's get to you guys. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, Al in the Inland Empire.
The
right?
IE.
IE. Al, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, not too much. Guys, before we get started, I do want to say, Rob, let's activate those Wonder Twin powers real quick, man. Wonder Twin powers, activate. Do you remember that?
Yes, indeed. We love the Wonder Twins.
Yo, man.
Zan and Jaina. And what was your monkey's name, their space monkey?
The space monkey. I can't even remember right.
You representing IE with this corniness?
Wonder Twin Powers.
They're
going to
laugh you off the campus tomorrow.
Nah, Al.
The workplace, wherever you
are. You're my man, Al. What's up?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Where I'm really representing from is from, I was born in Detroit, raised in Tucson.
Wow.
So meaning to go over, run down the Sporty Cuts at some point. But anyway, look, I'm looking at it from more of a business standpoint. I got a, you know, finance degree and I run a business myself. And to be honest, man, the country, you know, the way economics work in America is that they kind of keep track of numbers to determine, you know, what's that breaking point at which, you know, people not working, sports leagues not making money. It's not so much about the leagues itself as it is about their obligations. I used to work in television, and you know how it is. But get their commercial on, then that's a you got to pay that back to that advertiser. You know,
Those
up.
No, right. So, make goods and paying people back.
No, I'm glad this is a good perspective because we don't often get this perspective. So what do you? So you're saying you understand why they're trying to push it? Is he gone? It would have been good to keep him on. I think that's a good perspective.
But he made a good point, Al. Yeah. We appreciate that, Al. Thank you. How about Marty in Kentucky? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing great,
good,
man. Happy
brother.
Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Yes, I appreciate it. I'm happy to say that I am off quarantine as of today. Been on quarantine for 2 weeks.
Really?
Oh, really? So did you have it, or you were
somebody
just
at work had it?
No, this is my third round of quarantine. I rode to work with someone that had it, and I rode 3 days with them. And it's my third time of having direct contact, and I just haven't caught it yet.
Wow!
But I had to keep
you in our prayers, man.
That's right.
Yeah, you actually stay on quarantine longer if you don't have it. When you have it and then you're over it, you get out of quarantine. When you're exposed, you stay on quarantine for a minimum of 2 weeks. But to get on the subject, I just kind of want to hit on the Rick Pitino thing, being as I'm in Pitino country.
Right.
There's no way that I feel that's sincere from Pitino.
Wow.
I think it's damage control on his image. It doesn't affect him now because he's not in a major D1 conference, and he wants to look like he cares, but he didn't care if his players got an STD at Louisville.
Oh, wow.
I'm with you, though, Marty.
How do you know, Marty?
Most
of his kids were in penicillin 101. What are you talking about, Marty?
I'm talking about. You're the expert on strippers, Rob.
Exactly.
Why are you ripping off strippers with STDs? Stop it, Marty.
All right, who we got? Who
All right, Mark in Sacramento, you're the Odd Couple.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, gentlemen?
hey,
what's
Chris
up, man? Happy Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Hey, Chris, it was good to hear you express yourself on the virus, because you and I kind of, I think we were trying to say this about 10 or 12 days ago, and we seem to be going a different direction. And to hear you speak on it today, this was the nightmare that was I was talking about that was coming, and not just at college football, but at everybody. So this is what I was saying, this spike and what we saw coming. And it was good to hear you talk about it, because you expressed it pretty well. And you and Rob seem to kind of get on the same page on this issue, because it is very serious. So it was good to hear you express yourself, man. It was.
No, well, thank you, man. I mean, look, yeah. I, like I said, I'm with them giving it a try. Give it a try. But you got to be realistic. I get the economic situation. But if you just can't do it, if it's untenable, then you got to have the guts to just cancel it. I mean, like Rob said, we all making sacrifices with this. And college is different than pro. Not just because the kids are getting paid in the pros or the guys are getting paid in the pros, but because, Rob, you can't bubble up as many college kids. There's so many teams, you know what I mean? Like you can in the pros. It's just impossible to do, and that makes it tougher to handle. So they just got to be realistic with this thing.
No doubt about it. There we go. That's it. We're good.
All right. We got Rick Stroud, covers the Buccaneers and the entire NFL for the Tampa Bay Times. This will be fun to talk to him about Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. So he joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Covers the Buccaneers and the NFL at large. For the Tampa Bay Times, we are pleased to welcome in Rick Stroud. Rick, welcome to
Rick,
the iCouple.
What's happening?
What's up, man? It's good to be with you guys. I can't tell you how many times I had to watch Rob and myself watch Lions games together.
I was going to say, Rick, you know it, Rick. And in the old days, Tampa Bay was in the Lions division in the old days. I mean, that's how far back we go. I was going to ask you,
a lot of bad football.
How long have you been working down there?
Well, I'm from here, and I worked as soon as I was born, so I'm older than I look. But yeah, it's been a while, man. I mean, Barry Sanders was cutting Cadillac commercials off the Bucks when I was still covering.
Right.
So it's been a while.
That's what I said. I was thinking. I was like, I remember you from way back when in those Detroit days in Tampa. But it's all good. So let's start with Tom Brady, the old, the decrepit. And he can't throw a ball past 20 yards. What is happening with the arm strength of Tom Brady?
You know, Rob, I don't know if it's his arm strength. I mean, I think he still has, you know, enough club, as they say. It's just they have never really gotten into any kind of sync or rhythm with what Tom has done in the past. I mean, you know, when you think about these iconic quarterbacks, guys like Peyton Manning, you know, he made it clear when he went into Denver, hey, we're running my offense, terminology, everything. I'm not going anywhere where I'm not going to be doing what I did for 20 years. And I guess to Tom's credit, he was willing to learn the terminology here. But we know that Bruce Arians, you know, wants to push the ball down the field. And they're just not, you know, getting there fast enough. And whether that's on Byron, whether it's on Tom. I think the other thing is, you know, they talk about the lack of continuity, but they keep adding pieces. And when you haven't had a training camp, you know, they were doing okay there for a little while. I think they got freaked out. They had some injuries in Chicago. That game didn't go well. Then they signed Antonio Brown. And you know, since the beginning of the season, Leonard Fournette comes aboard. And just about anybody that was anybody that Tom wanted, they went and got. But now it's sort of like, you know, subtraction by addition. I just think that they're trying to do too many things with too many players. And, you know, against the better defenses, the Saints and the Rams in particular, where he's gotten some pressure. He's just not been very good.
Rick, do you see Arians compromising and, you know, not throwing the deep ball as much as you said? They can't protect him enough to give him the time, and he's always
needed
time. He was only
sacked one
time,
though. Right?
Yeah, but he was hit. That don't mean you weren't pressured. I mean, he was pressured a lot. And then they got a good running game, and they're having him throw it almost 40 times a game. So, do you think that, you know, that Arians might make a compromise on this or not?
Well, I mean, we're in week 11 and it hasn't quite happened, but it's going to happen. You know, like you can resist it as much as you want to, but if Tom Brady's your quarterback, the sooner you get there, the better. And, you know, I asked Bruce today about play calling. Last night he said he thought Byron called a good game. Well, obviously not. And then today he said, I asked him about Brady calling his own plays. He let Ben Roethlisberger do that after he's in the system for a while in Pittsburgh when he was a coordinator there. And he says, well, Tom does come in between you know, series and he does choose some plays that he wants. And, you know, just let him have it. You know, it's going to go that way anyway, right? There are not many guys like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady that are probably your best coordinators. I mean, they know their game better than anybody. And, you know, he's not going to stand there and take hits. You know, the offensive line is good when they run the ball, like you said, and that's when they've had success with play action, but they don't play action. There's almost no motion in this offense for the most part. They need to use Mike Evans. And I just think that, you know, they've gotten all sort of, you know, congested with, you know, now there's Antonio Brown. You take Scotty Miller. And I'm not saying Scotty Miller is a better player, but you know what? They've been throwing with each other since February. And it just adds another element. So they're going to have to go that way eventually and make it Tom Brady's offense. And then I think he'll be okay.
What about the red flag of when they play the better teams? Brady struggles big time. I mean, you can't run from that. And most of the numbers, the bigger numbers are against. There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL, also Rams. People pile up numbers. They beat them. And the only game they beat against Green Bay, Green Bay was up 10-0. Aaron Rodgers had a couple of interceptions. The defense played great. They even Brady, I think, had 160 yards in that game. Is there any concern about him playing against the better teams if you're trying to get to the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. You know, the teams they've lost to are teams with good defenses. Who do you see on the way to the Super Bowl? Teams with good defenses. Right. I mean, it started with Chicago. I know they had some guys hurt. They played a poor game, you know, there. They had the lead with under 3 minutes to go. Couldn't make a first down just to run the clock out, you know.
And then Brady had a senior moment. Remember?
The four fingers deal, you know, forgetting what down it was. So, you know, they have struggled against the better, you know, the better defenses. And again, you know, Tom is not at the point, you know, it's amazing what he's doing and what he's attempting to do is really hard. I mean, after 20 years ago, someplace else, a pandemic, all of that. And I don't think people have enough appreciation for it. But on top of it, he's just not going to, you know, the one difference you see on film is when there's pressure, that ball's out. I mean, he'll dirt it, he will throw it in the seats, whatever he has to do, he's not going to stand in there and take hits. And so they got to make him comfortable, you know, and to do that, you got to run the football, you got to be balanced, you need play action, you got to get him away from the center and give him some space. And, you know, they just haven't been able to dominate. Those other teams have won, you know, and it's not unusual that, you know, Sean Payton, I think Kansas City and the teams you see that have continuity are doing really well, especially this year. So, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it is a concern because right now they're playing Kansas City. They lose that game, they'd be 7-5. They may still make the playoffs because, frankly, they got, you know, Minnesota, Atlanta twice, and Detroit. So they're going to win 10, 11 games, but I don't think Brady's ever made it to a Super Bowl going the wild card route, and that's what this year was supposed to be about.
Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times joining the iCouple. Rick, I know you don't have as much access to players as usual in a normal season, but are you sensing any frustration on a few parts? One, other players like maybe being underwhelmed with Brady there, like, oh, man, we expected more than this. Or even Brady, you know, being frustrated with the offense or even with Arians kind of calling him out. Do you sense any frustration on those fronts?
Well, he's frustrated, but I think he's frustrated because it hasn't come together. I've asked, you know, coaches about Arians calling him out, and the funny thing is that the guys he's around all the time, he never brings it up. And I know Bruce, and Bruce has done this his whole career. I still can't believe that Brady would choose to come to Tampa, knowing Bruce was a coach, without a long talk with Peyton Manning, without talking to Ben Roethlisberger, without talking to Bruce and knowing. And Bruce will tell you, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to do it in public. It's not because it's not personal. Don't take it personal. It's because your football sucks. I also think there's probably a part of Brady that's like, yeah, do it. Call me out. Then that way, you know, when I say something to some other players, they'll know that they need to be accountable too. But hold me accountable any way you want. So, I mean, when we ask him about it, he doesn't sound too geeked up about being called out. But I do think that he knew it was part of the – part of the deal to be here in Tampa. And there's some good things about Bruce as well that's obviously not Belichickian. Frustration, yeah, there's a lot of it over there. But you know what? They're still in it. They still have some football in front of them. You know, this was maybe never going to be a one-year deal. And, you know, I think he'll play next year no matter what happens because I think he's going to want to try to have a normal training camp. But you bet there's questions being asked over there, but not by – his teammates love him. I mean, he's just – there's something about Tom, despite his celebrity, despite his accomplishments, he really does try to, you know, fit into the locker room and be one of the guys, so to speak, even though he's not. And they like his humility and how hard he works. He really puts a lot into it or he wouldn't be playing. So all that is good in the locker room. Look, they just want to win. Mike Evans is taking a hit as far as his stats go. Right. He doesn't care. He just wants to win. And I think that's sort of what they're hoping Brady can deliver.
But the only problem I have, and I hear all that, and he's a good teammate, but he's a sore loser. And when he walks off the field, he just is and doesn't shake the hands. You know, this guy's won a lot, 6 Super Bowls. Other guys bow down to him and respect him. For him to walk off the field because Jared Goff played better than he did, and he didn't do it to Nick Foles earlier in Chicago, and he didn't do it when Nick Foles won the Super Bowl and was the MVP and outplayed him. I mean, I think there's a character flaw there, and it's not about everybody. Nobody likes to win. You hear? You know what I mean? But why is Tom Brady get away with that?
I think he gets away with it because he's Tom Brady. And look, I you know these there's only a few of these guys that I've seen like this. You've been around them more than I have, but. You know, was Michael Jordan always the best sport, you know?
And
was, you know, is Tiger Woods? I mean, maybe they are. Maybe there isn't a comparison there. I just think that and he gets
the
Hall
Pass.
I
don't know anybody of that caliber, seriously. I dare him to do that to Patrick Mahomes when they lose. I dare him. And he won't do it.
There are other guys that have
and you know why he won't do it? Because he'll be called out. And say it's a disrespect to a guy who has a chance of being a great quarterback. And that's wrong to piss, and I hate to use that term, but to discount a Nick Foles or a Jared Goff, but he won't do that to Patrick Mahomes. I think it's wrong.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people feel the way you do. And I don't understand why. I think it makes him look small. You know, it's upset as you may be. But to kind of, you know, the thing is he's even, you know, he's shaking the hands of some rookies, you know, the guys that, you know, for whatever reason, they're cool with him. You know, usually after wins, I mean, I haven't seen him do it to anybody he's lost to this year. And I don't know if this is a Tampa thing or not. I really don't remember him, you know, other than the Super Bowl blowing guys off. It is a bad look. It's poor sportsmanship in a sense, but he'll tell you that, well, you know, I have a relationship with Drew Brees or I know this guy somehow. And I was just mad at my performance. You know, I just wanted to get off the field. He puts it on his shoulders and doesn't make it personal. But we all know that, you know, everything is personal in this business. So I'm not going to disagree with you. I don't know why he doesn't just do it. Just go over and shake the guy's hand. If he wins, he wins. It, you know, everybody works hard in this league. And, you know, he should at least give them that. But he doesn't.
Rick, great stuff, man. We appreciate the time.
My man, happy Thanksgiving, too.
Yes. You and your family, stay safe.
Same to you guys. Great being with you. Call me anytime. Thanks.
Thanks,
all right,
Rick.
Later. All right, you heard Rob's panties are in a bunch. He'll explain why next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Rob Parker.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And you heard in that last interview with Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times, Rob Parker is up in arms. It even came out in his opening soliloquy about Tom Brady. He is up in arms about Tom Brady walking off the field. He actually wrote a scathing column on Deadspin.com about it. Here's my take, Rob, and then you can get to yours. Look, it's obviously not a good look. For those that don't know, Brady walked off the field last night without shaking Jared Goff's hands. You should shake hands. Yeah. When athletes don't, I've never made a big deal out of it. When LeBron, I remember he got ripped in 2009. They lost to Orlando in the Eastern Conference Finals. He was ticked off, walked off the court, didn't shake hands, you know, got ripped for it. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Larry Bird used to do it when they lose to the Lakers or whatever. They did it when they lost to the Pistons, no big deal. Isaiah Thomas did it. He's probably the most famous, and he got destroyed for it, which, you know, Michael Jordan still never forgiven him for that. And I think that the difference and why it was so big probably was that Isaiah and Bill Laimbeer and the Pistons walked right by the Bulls bench before the game was over, like walked right past them and just kind of looked like they were hiding from them. And it looked more purposeful than if, you know, game ends and you kind of just walk into the locker room. You don't purposely avoid a guy. You just leave. And I think that's probably why it was. But, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and defend him. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. It's not a big deal to me. But, yeah, you should go shake your opponent's hands and be a good sport when you lose.
I just think it's classless. And I think this fits in with the Tom Brady. You know, he's this shucks, gee whiz, this clean image that people like to portray of him. But he's a convicted cheater. He was suspended by the NFL. He's classless when it comes to other people. People have gone out of their way. Tom has won a lot. He's been on the side where people have come over and congratulated him and given him the highest honors. And for him, I just expect more from him. I could get it from some people, but I expect more from him. Even when Jordan was getting his butt kicked by the Pistons, and Joe Dumars said to me, he came over to me every year, shook my hand and said, hey, best of luck in the next round. I have respect for the game, have respect for other people, and nobody likes to lose. That is the weakest argument and BS that I ever hear. Well, Tom put so much into it. Tom just doesn't want to lose, and Tom feels bad about his performance. Every damn body feels bad about their performance when they lose. Nobody wants to lose. Nobody feels good about it. Tom Brady should be bigger than that. He should be held to a higher standard. But no, he gets to cheat. He gets to walk off and disrespect other players. Players shouldn't accept that from Tom Brady.
But what makes
he
you think
knows
he,
better.
What makes you think he gets away with that? I mean, because I saw a lot of people ripping him today for that.
Well, a lot of people also make excuses. I've heard over the years,
I only saw one person making an excuse for it. I'll leave it nameless, but I'll leave it nameless. I think he got his punishment for Deflategate. So he didn't get away with that. And he's got ripped today for, you know, coming off the field. Like you said, walking off the field. He got ripped a lot more than Larry Bird did. A lot more, you know, than some other players.
Tom Brady, when
he was walking off the field, guess who was right? He walked right past that was walking with him. Antonio Brown. I know that's not, you know, that's a different character. But still, I'm just saying, like, I'm not defending him. You should shake hands. I just don't think it's the biggest thing in the world. Now, if there's a history of this, I know he's the Nick Foles, but you go back to New England, does he always do this or do it, you know, 75% of the time when they lose? That's a whole different animal there. But if it's happened a couple times and this is a regular season game, you know, it's not good, but, you know.
It's happened a number of times. The Super Bowl, Nick Foles played his butt off, Chris. It was the MVP. I get it. Tom wanted to win. He threw for 500 yards. You got to tip your cap. Nick Foles made all the throws and was tremendous. It's just out of respect for the game. That's all. It doesn't move me either way. I just think that people should respect everybody else is out there trying to win as well. It's not just about you. He comes off as Tom Baby. Not Tom Brady, like a big baby, a spoiled brat who has to have everything his way. It drives me crazy. He should be better than that.
All right. There's Rob Parker. You can read his column on deadspin.com about Tom Baby, as he calls him. All right. We got an hour left, and we got a special announcement coming up. You will not want to miss it. Keep it locked.